Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I was thinking about what to title this video while you're on the field, thinking that it's the Bills' biggest win of the season.
Oh, no question. It would have been.
And in the blink of an eye, it turns into a wet fart of a football game.
That would be quite a title.
Buffalo Plus, your interactive look at the week in football, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel. Mike Catalano, along with Dan Fates. Please make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to our channel, brought to you by Connors and Ferris. We're standing in a rainy, miserable Lincoln Financial Field.
That sucked.
When it was over. And the rain and the misery aren't even close to what this game was, Dan.
This game, I was thinking about what to title this video while you're on the field, thinking that it's the Bills' biggest win of the season.
Oh, no question. It would have been.
And in the blink of an eye, it turns into a wet fart of a football game.
That would be quite a title. It's just awful. And look, there's been some bad losses. Standing alone in the Sean McDermott era is 13 seconds. We all know that. You can never, like, have anything that really compares. That team, I think, would have won the Super Bowl. But for a regular season game, I don't care about at Jacksonville against a bad team. I really don't even care as much as bad as the loss was to the Patriots. They played lousy pretty much that whole game, and then the defense couldn't hold it in. I'm talking about this game, Dan. I'm talking about where your quarterback was a freaking superstar out there. He's the best player in the NFL this week. He did everything you want him to do, and your defense failed in the end.
Do we want to start with Sean, the defense, or Josh?
Well, the Josh stuff is the good stuff.
So let's start there?
Let's start there.
He was bleeping awesome.
He was.
And what I think was the biggest thing was, once again, him using his legs.
Yeah.
Josh Allen is a superstar, not only because of all of the throws that he can make, but because he is a 6'5", 250-pound linebacker when he gets out in open space. Having to defend him both with his legs and with his arm is what makes Josh Allen one of the best quarterbacks, one of the best players in the NFL, period. That's why he's on the cover of Madden. That's why he's a superstar. And we haven't seen Josh run like that in quite some time, and it was awesome to see.
He made big plays. Like, you know, he got named Player of the Week for his great game against the Dolphins. You've said it. That was an easy game.
Yep.
They got the lead, and Josh just poured it on, and they just blew them out. And that's early in the year. This is tough, ugly football. They just don't lose here.
Correct.
They've lost one home game in the last 2 years. And you were better than them. Josh Allen was better than them. He made these plays. Dan, third and longs, he would make a great throw. The run, the touchdown run, are you kidding me?
Outstanding.
With what he did. And then you throw this whole thing away.
Yep.
Because, well, a series of things. So while
Correct.
We're talking about Josh, end of the game, in overtime, it's Josh, it's Gabe Davis. He's going to be behind Darius Slay. It's a touchdown.
Yep.
Again, it is a miscommunication.
So afterwards, Josh said it was a miscommunication, as we've seen quite some time this season with Gabe Davis. And I think that's what's the most frustrating thing about all this. This is not the first time that Gabe and Josh have not read a option route, which means it's a read the defense. Whether you fade inside, whether you fade outside, and where you go from there. It is extremely frustrating with the amount of times it happened this game. There was miscommunication. And from what I can tell you from on the field.
Right, that's Josh, what I wanted to hear.
Josh protected Gabe after the game. And Gabe said.
Which he should do. He's
correct.
The quarterback. Yeah.
And afterwards in the locker room, Gabe said, listen, we've been together for a long time. We have to make that play. As we sat here and we started talking about this, I can tell you what I saw through my lens as they're walking off the field
After that play.
After that play, Gabe has the look of, what were you doing? And Josh has the look of, you ran the wrong thing. Again, this is circumstantial. This is just what I saw.
But you're on the field.
I'm just saying, I don't know what the conversation was, but it was much more of Josh being upset and Gabe trying to be like, well, what are you talking about?
How many times have we seen that play where they go the wrong way or it's the wrong route or turning the wrong way? It happened earlier in this game.
Yep.
Every time it's Josh Allen because he's the quarterback. Every time. Correct me in the comments if I'm wrong. Every time it's 17 and 13.
Yeah.
Every time. And they've been together.
They've been together.
This isn't new.
This isn't a free agent signing, having to learn a new quarterback.
It's the game.
It's inexcusable.
You win the game. You throw it to him. He's in the end zone. You seal it with a touchdown. You drive down and win the game, and you don't get it done.
Yeah. Again, it sucks because, again, I thought that was arguably their drive of the season.
Yeah.
They were running the ball. Josh converted a couple of third downs with his legs. It was just moving. It was the Bills team, especially offensively, that we had come to know over these last few years. They looked like what we've come to know. And to miss that throw forces the field goal option.
Okay, so let's talk about that here. Look, he could have, right? Sean McDermott said he considered it. It's 4th and 7. It's a tie game. You kick the field goal, you have the lead, the Eagles get a chance. Obviously, a field goal ties the game.
Correct.
You go for it and don't get it. Well, you do have them pinned kind of deep. You could get a stop.
Yeah.
I mean, deep enough, but you kick the field goal. Your thoughts on him kicking the field goal?
4th and 7, I understand.
Nick Sirianni goes for it all the time. He's kicking the field goal there.
I understand.
I think he is. Look, we can kill Sean for a lot.
Correct, and we'll get to that. And Sean said if it was 4th and 2, 4th and 3, 4th and 4, they had talked about going for it, which I think is exactly, again, hindsight's 20/20. But I thought 4th and 7 was a little long to, again, your defense hasn't stopped them at all in the second half, really.
Well, except when you basically stop them and Jake Elliott makes a 59-yard field goal. Now, again, I'm saying this, and I was in the comfort of the press box. You're down there in that misery the whole day.
Brutal.
How did he make that kick?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I was stunned that they brought out the field goal kicker.
Yeah. I mean, they had, what, 4th and 17? It's like...
Yeah.
It was 4th and 17.
That was 4th and 7.
No, 4th and 17 when they kicked the field goal.
Okay.
Yeah. So they were like... Yeah. Because they had gotten two penalties and...
Yeah, two false starts.
Two false starts. And he kicked
it. On Kelsey.
Yeah. 59 yards. And he makes it. But that being said, that was the defense's drive to stop them and win the game, and they didn't get it done.
Yeah.
But then the offense gives them the lead again, and you let them walk down the field, and you get a touchdown. You don't even get the tie. Look, as bad as a tie would have been, that keeps you alive. A tie keeps you alive, and it eliminates all the tiebreakers. Better than a loss. A tie means the tiebreakers are gone. You just got to win more games.
What did the throw over the middle to Devontae Smith look like? I know you were watching on TV because it looked like, from my angle, it looked like he had thrown the ball right to Bernard, and it was almost, or Rasul Douglas, and it looked like Douglas was waiting for the pick, and Devontae Smith just came in front of it.
Yeah, I mean, Devontae Smith is an incredible route runner. And by the way, Zacchaeus makes the touchdown grab over Hyde. We can talk about that. Devontae Smith makes that great catch on the touchdown before that.
Yep.
And what did the Bills have? We got to say Diggs, too. Drop. It didn't cost them as much.
Yeah.
Diggs was good. He made the catch for the touchdown. It was good. But, like, come on, fellas. Your quarterback's balling out. You got to make these plays. And they didn't make the plays.
This was the epitome of when complimentary football just doesn't work.
No. And, by the way, I want to say one other thing. We talked about the offense. We talked about Josh. Whatever Joe Brady has plugged in, it's working. He should have done it six weeks ago.
Yeah, I tweeted out video before the game. I actually took the camera out for pregame warm-ups. Joe Brady is just energy. He's just energy and he's good vibes. You see him. Not only is he high-fiving all the quarterbacks, the running backs, the wide receivers, then when the other starters or other players come out of the tunnel to do their stretching and things like that, he's high-fiving all of them.
Yeah.
He is just the boost. He's good vibes.
And that's all great for everybody. Most importantly, for Josh
yes.
Allen.
Yeah.
Josh is back to being Josh. Right. I said, we thought he was back last week. He's really back with this. So if you are sickened by this game, and you probably are, at least think that your quarterback is a superstar and he played like one.
Yeah. How was the rest of the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
Yeah, it is for this season. I'm talking about overall, because for a while you're like, and the one interception he threw, look, Bradbury had made a play all year for the Eagles and he jumps in front of it and steals the ball. Good play. I would label that good play.
Yeah, good play.
Good coverage. He makes a play, whatever. Besides that, Allen was phenomenal. Let's get to this defense.
I don't understand how this defense went from having their best game of the season in the first half to having their worst game of the season in the second half.
Now, look, Jalen Hurts has had this happen, okay? He just had it in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Now, they didn't play like this offensively, but this is now the 14th consecutive time he's been down by 10 points or more, and he's won. He's won 14 in a row that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, wrong stat. 14 in a row against winning teams.
Yeah.
Over 500. Bills were that team. Now
nine
they're 500.
In a row when he's been down by
7 in a row. Now it's 8. Now it's 8 in a row when they're down by 10 points or more. I would say that. But that first half, look, he looked bad in the Kansas City game. The blitz got to him and they scored the one touchdown. He looked lost in the first half of this game. Totally lost. And I asked Sean, like, what happened in the second half? And he said, well, basically, like, Hurts started running the ball more and they used the run game. But, like, come on. You couldn't stop them. They went from nothing. And Bills were getting pressure in the first half. He had no, from the first three snaps, he had to throw the ball away three times.
Yeah.
And then nothing in the second half. And look, these guys have been pros. They have been awesome for this franchise. Poirier and Hyde aren't cutting it right now. They're not.
That was another, again, I know the comments will be fire Sean McDermott. Yeah. Sean McDermott needs to be fired. And he was pretty much grilled about it after the game. For everybody that says, you guys don't ask the tough questions.
Everybody asked them.
They were asked tough questions about, hey, you always talk about complimentary football, right? Well, your offense balled out, had 500 yards. You won the turnover battle. What do you have to say about your defense? And he said, I got to look at me first. Like, that's where it starts. We didn't play enough. We didn't make enough plays in the second half. But I will understand, and this is not me being a Sean McDermott apologist. Please don't take it that way. But he said this game didn't come down to one play or one player. And he's right, because Tyler Bass makes one of those field goals. We're probably not in this spot. Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, that's not a Sean McDermott coaching thing. That is nothing. And I know people will be upset about those kicks and things like that. Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer knocked that ball away. It's not a touchdown. Like there were so many little things, so many things that happened that had to go wrong. And they all went wrong. Some of that's on Sean McDermott and the coaching and not being able to get the stop in late twice when your team had the lead. I understand that. And I understand the anger and the frustration of that. But shit, some guys got to make a play.
Yeah. And you usually, these are the guys you've counted on. And look, there's a point where it just happens.
Poyer and Hyde, Allen and Gabe, not on the same page. Just a bunch of little stuff went wrong where, again, I think Sean McDermott's feet should feel toasty and feel the fire that he deserves to be under.
Yeah.
But shit, let's look back at some of these things and a bunch of little things. This game wasn't fully on Sean McDermott's shoulders.
No, it's not. But some of his decisions, questionable. The defense, his defense failed. Absolutely failed in this game.
And what I'm most upset about with Sean McDermott now, and it's not about the decisions because, again, we can understand the field goal on 4th and 7. I understand the kneeling with 20 seconds left.
Yeah, it's 20 seconds, but, like, do you take one shot?
I don't know, okay? But what I'm pissed off about the most, I think, with Sean McDermott's defense, all he talked about was when he made the move with Joe Brady.
Yeah.
What did he talk about? It's leadership.
Yeah.
I didn't see any leadership over these last few games. Going back to the New England game, going back to the Denver game, going back to the Jets game, you had chances as a leader to take charge. Joe Brady has taken charge of this offense.
Yeah.
You're the head coach. You're above a coordinator. Where's the leadership? Where's the juice? I haven't seen that, and I think that is what I'm most frustrated about with Sean McDermott is the lack, I'll call out his leadership, more than his decisions to punt or kick field goals.
Yeah, so like I said, of all their losses, 13 seconds stands alone. This one's bad. This is their first loss of the year where they were good.
Yes.
Really good, yes. In parts.
Yeah, they were the better team tonight.
Defense in the first half, no question, and absolutely offense basically, you know, after they had some mistakes. The penalty, they go back and they end up missing the field goal on the block, and then they get it right back and they go in and get a touchdown. I mean, come on, fellas. And by the way, I want to ask you this. We've been talking about the vibe of the whole team and all. I know they were going at it with the fans. They were going at it. They were engaged. I have not seen this team this fired up playing in a game. Like, there was incredible juice on the sidelines is what it looked like.
Because of Josh.
Yes. Well, and the defense, too, in the first half. Like, when they were making those plays, they were all in.
I agree. And I think they feed off Josh.
Oh, no doubt.
And again, just to see the touchdown runs. He runs in the touchdown there and pretty much does the flex again. Like he's done it.
And he started talking to the fans. Awesome. Go ahead.
Just amazing. That's bleep low positive. I don't have my sound effect.
There was no low positive in this game.
This was all Josh Allen. And you know what? And he seemed more pissed than anything in the post-game press conference because he balled out. And you know what?
His team let him down. By the way, penalties were absurd in the first half, 10-1. But in the second half, the Bills got the calls, and they certainly got roughing the passer. You'll take it.
Yeah.
Roughing the passer was close. But they deserved a little comeback. It was 10-1. And, look, both teams had these dumb – pre-snap penalties. Kelsey had two at the end. And they still kicked the field goal. It was too one-sided. But in the second half, the refs sort of put the whistle away.
Yeah.
And then they started playing. The game became a great game. Entertaining game.
On one that they should've.
But I'm so sick of these entertaining, wild, back-and-forth games, and it ends up in a Bills loss. Because this is what happens. Look.
This sucks.
I would tell you this. When Josh Allen's playing like that, I'll just say, you can go to Kansas City and win. You can beat Dallas. You can do all those things. I'm going to say this. When Josh Allen plays like this, they can win the rest of their games.
100%.
There's no question. He'd be the best player on the field.
That's the silver lining in all of us.
That's it. Your quarterback's back, all the way back.
All the rest
of the team. And look, there is absolute heat on Sean. It just is.
Yep.
I don't know what they'll do. I don't know how the rest of this year will go. Some of it's going to depend on what they do the next couple of games.
Oh, my gosh. I just had a thought. That was a Chargers loss. That felt like a That felt like a Chargers loss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your quarterback played really well. Your offense was great. Questionable decision making. And you lose a game that you should have won.
And the Chargers have done it for decades.
Yes.
Different.
Philip Rivers,
and now with Herbert. They do it all
Chargers
the time.
Loss.
This is with Josh freaking Allen, and you lose the game. So, look, a lot of you know I follow the Eagles. I follow this team. I follow everyone. I've never been more disgusted with an Eagles win in my life. The Bills absolutely deserve to win this game, and then they spit it up and gave it back to them. So, I don't know. What else you got? Anything else?
Nothing.
Try to dry off. Listen, we appreciate you hanging with us for all this. You're probably, my guess is, maybe you're watching it
tomorrow
maybe
morning.
Monday afternoon. Like, I don't know, when your disgust starts to wear off. But
this is a tough one to swallow.
This one, yeah. It does not end the season, but, man.
You need to win the next two.
Yeah, and look.
We said.
Two out of three.
We said 2 out of 3 would be great.
Okay, so prove that you haven't. I'm not going to say quit. Nobody's going to quit. You talk to players like.
Correct.
Nobody's
but
quitting.
It is another gut punch of a loss. That's
gut
what Mitch.
Punch. Mitch said gut punch. Dion, I see Dion. He's got, I'm not going to say tears. He's hurt. Like, this team is hurt.
Yeah. There's no quit in this team. That's the difference. If they came up and had the podium, I was more pissed off when they went to the podium after Cincinnati and it was just like, we lost.
Yeah.
That wasn't this year. There was some anger. There was some frustration. I think you as viewers want to know that this team's pissed because you're pissed and you're frustrated with the way this went today. So,
yeah. Well, we hear you. We feel the same thing.
Sad.
Let us know what you think for the rest of the way.
We also have a fun video coming up this week, the bye week.
Yeah.
We'll show off the studio. We'll post something. We need your guys' help. So we'll need some comments in. Ask us some questions about – you could ask it to – each of us individually. You can ask for us as a team. You can ask about the Bills. You can ask about our lives, anything like that. So
yeah, and all I will tell you is it'll hopefully take your mind off this frustrating, agonizing, piss-you-off team.
Yeah.
And then you can take a break, and then, because we know you'll be watching in Kansas City. That's the way it goes in this league. Still be watching. At least you get to watch Josh Allen.
Yes.
Price of admission.
The right. Josh Allen.
That's going to do it for us. For Dan Fates, who hung in there in his crappy weather, and for me, who hung in there in that press box, and for Jenna Cottrell, I'm Mike Catalano. Dan's had enough. Please make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time on Buffalo Plus.
Buffalo Plus, your interactive look at the week in football, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.